Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Vasquez, beaten away by Buffon, and then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia!
Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! It's a Honduran connection.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Hey, a quick word here for Hugh O'Connor, 7620 Katy Freeway. You know where the Marquee Entertainment Center is? It's on your right-hand side when you're going out I-10 West. 18 TVs, big screen, great place to watch the Premier League. Of course, it is the home of the Houston-Liverpool supporters group out there with all those great guys. And, man, their good times are rolling, even despite the 1-0 loss today to Atletico Madrid. So, Hugh O'Connor's great, proud sponsor of this show. Also, our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, are going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com. All you got to do is call 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Whether you get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial construction, plant, you might drive an 18-wheeler, the Daspit Law Firm and John are going to have you covered. They're going to work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. They're going to give you the representation you need. So get it at DaspitLaw.com. And by the way, they are presenting sponsors of this show, and they are also presenting sponsors of our sister show in Austin, Texas, on Horn FM, the Soccer Matters version that we do in Austin on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. So a big thank you to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, for his support of soccer on the airwaves and Soccer Matters. So we appreciate that. So soccer doesn't matter more than what we're about to talk about right now. Pediatric cancer for 13 years. CyFair Dynamos, Dynamos Select. It is a youth soccer program. It sometimes gets mixed up with the Houston Dynamo, but they've been out here forever. They took the name after the pro team in the 80s. They are headed up by Olivier Finidori, the former professional soccer player in the indoor game for the Houston Hotshots. He joins us now, and we're going to talk some pediatric cancer here and what they've done. 13 straight years, Olivier. This is quite a benchmark for you guys as a soccer club doing this clinic, which will be this year on March 15th from 3 to 5:30, and all the proceeds will go back to pediatric cancer and the awareness raised. So I guess the first thing I'm going to say to you is just thank you very much, and thank you for your club taking on this as an important piece in your community work.
Well, Glenn, first off, thank you for having me back on the show, and major thanks for basically this whole kid cancer campaign that started over 13 years ago, because you're the one that started it. And, you know, we used to go out to any location that you held those clinics at, and then we basically migrated to Dyers Park. We've been very proud and fortunate to be able to hold this event. But, you know, it's really not about the Dynamos. It's about what you just touched on. It's about pediatric cancer and what a horrible disease it is. And, you know, we'll want to come out as a community and do everything we can to go and help this cause.
And so what I want to say about Olivier and Dynamo Soccer Club is that, you know, their whole staff gets into this. Every year we have some pro players out there, ex-pros. Every year we have some young cancer survivors who address the youth players. And those are really heartfelt. There are moments that really grab the attention of young people when somebody's standing before them and telling them they beat cancer, they're not allowed or can't play soccer anymore. But that's part of this too, is to kind of send a message about maybe how fortunate we all are.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, like I said, some of these people that we have, some of the guests that we have coming to the clinic, you know, the cancer survivors, we have some that obviously have not been able to continue a soccer career, but then, you know, we've had a few that that have been able to. We have Eileen Dowd, that is a perfect example, and when she's out there addressing the campers and everything else to tell her story and how she beat cancer and how she's been back on the soccer scene, being able to play, and she's been on her staff now for a while, and as you said, she really captivates the attention of everybody, and everybody just gets, you know, with the tears start to basically crumble down her eyes and everything else, because it's very, very touching. And she's a great lady, and we all admire her, and everybody else that comes out to share the story. It's definitely something that touches everyone.
Yeah, we'll have Freddie Reyes out there as well. We had some of the Dash players came out. Freddie Reyes is a 3-time cancer survivor, and he recently got married. He'll be out there as well. We're going to have some good surprise guests out there. So, you know, we want to make it clear. A lot of Dynamo's soccer club, we appreciate all the, you know, the players and their parents getting behind this. But this is open to the entire community. So there should be no hesitation in coming out if you want to be a part of this. It's very uplifting. It's great to be around everybody. And we're going to have a number of really important guests coming out there, and I'm going to reveal those as we get closer, but it is getting close. We will have a place for you to sign up. This is going to benefit the 501c charity, the Snowdrop Foundation. Our good friend Kevin Klein, Trish Klein, Andrew Kopelski, and all the great volunteers at the Snowdrop Foundation. So it's going to benefit them. You'll see some of their presence out there as well. They will eventually have a sign up link there, and we'll get that out. That may be 24 hours away. So, you know, when you talk to your staff about this and its importance, what are the messages that you relay to them? And, you know, your staff is always so giving around this. And they're also people that, you know, they're not just out there out of obligation. They get the fact that this is for pediatric cancer.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, for the most part, the staff that we have, they've been with us for a long, long time. And, you know, we hire them for more than just one reason. They're not just extremely qualified professional coaches. They're also very passionate about children, just like we are with our program. So this is something they really take to heart. And you know, as soon as they know what the date of the camp is, you don't have to ask them to work it. They know this is something they want to do. They do not have to be asked. And like we said earlier, I mean, this is way, way beyond the Dynamo Soccer Club. This is the whole community that we want to come together. We will have guest coaches from other clubs, from some of the local clubs here in Houston. I know we're going to have the high school head coach from Straight Jesuit, Bill McDonald, will also come and make an appearance. My former captain with Houston Dynamos and Houston Hotshots and everything else. So we're going to have a lot of great people from all over the Houston community. We want everybody from the whole entire community to come out. You don't have to be affiliated with a soccer club. You can be a beginner. It does not matter. We just want everybody to come out and experience a great evening of soccer, and you know, we're going to have some instructions, of course, but it's going to be mainly games surrounded with great people, great staff, you know, great parents, and the professional players, and hopefully, you know, they'll get to come out and meet you, because it's important for them to know who's really behind this kid cancer, Glenn. I want to make sure everybody gets to give a big thank you to you.
No, there's no way I'm missing it. You can go to dynamosoccer.com, by the way, to learn more about the Dynamo Soccer Club and Olivier Finidori. It is a great group of people. What has been the key to keeping your soccer club so relevant, as you have for so long of a time here over all these years? You do have something different going on there.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, basically, you know, we've never, ever gone away from what our identity is. You know, the soccer has gone such a long way here in our community. We have so many great big clubs here, and everybody has a different message. Everybody has a different agenda, if you would. And we never wanted to deviate what our motto was. You know, we want to be teachers. We want to educate our members. We want to share our passion of soccer. And we want our players to not just grow to be professional players or collegiate players. We want them to be soccer fans in the long run, to where their children and their grandchildren will be soccer fans as well. So it's a long tradition that obviously has served here in Houston for, I want to say since 1989, really, is when it started. So you know, you're looking at about over 30 years now since we've been established here in South Fair.
Incredible. That is some run. And, of course, Jim Walker, who was involved with the former pro team, the Dynamos in the 80s, still out there, still involved. And, of course, this Kick Cancer pediatric clinic that Dynamo Soccer Club is hosting. Again, it benefits the 501c charity, the Snowdrop Foundation. That goes back to Texas Children's Hospital. And you guys are community partners of Texas Children's Hospital. And another thing to kind of add into this is that, you know, your staff members, you got, you know, an ex-Houston Hurricane of the NASL and ex-Dynamos, Roland Sickinger. You have people with pretty extensive backgrounds in coaching.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned Texas Children's and what a wonderful job they're doing. And we're very proud to actually be official partners of Texas Children's. They come to our facilities. They will be out there for the Kick Cancer Camp. You know, that is basically that's the message we want to get across, is what we're doing this for. And Texas Children has been awesome. And we talk about the staff. You mentioned Jim Walker, but a pioneer of youth soccer here. We probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for him. And Joby Napier, that we unfortunately lost last year right before this camp. And he's done so much to keep this camp and this tradition going for so many years. And unfortunately, this year we lost another major pioneer for youth soccer, Mr. Arthur Young. So we'll definitely be thinking about all these guys when we take the field here on March 15th.
Yeah, no question about it. And I want to correct myself here. This is the Joby Napier Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic, and it is hosted by Dynamo Soccer Club, where Joby had done so much work with the club over so many years. And again, the recipients and partners on this is the Snowdrop Foundation, which directly benefits Texas Children's Hospital in Houston here. And we think about pediatric cancer patients all the time. Just had a visit out there last week, and these are some brave, brave, brave warriors. So Joby, I can tell you, back many years ago, him and I used to get season tickets together. We put them in the same seats, some of the patients from the hospital, and I remember I bought the season tickets, and he just out of the blue comes to me, "Well, Glenn, let me get a couple next to you and we'll combine them." And I was like, wow, you know, just somebody who goes and does it, doesn't wait to be asked, doesn't do it out of obligation, just does it because it's heartfelt and that they care for others. And we do miss Joby Napier.
Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that, because he had such a big heart. I mean, people like Joby Napier and Jim Walker, Arthur Young, you know, their whole life was basically dedicated to young children. And anytime you talk to Joby, or to this day, if you talk to Jim about any kind of child in need or anything like that, they just can't help but getting teary-eyed right away. And they'll do anything in their power to go and help those children. So they're just really, really the salt of the earth, just the greatest people I've got to meet.
March 15th, 3 o'clock to 5:30. Be a part of it. It's only $55. It is the Joby Napier Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic. It is hosted by the Dynamo Soccer Club, who have been around forever. This is their 13th year doing this. No other club in Houston has done it consistently every year and made a commitment to this. I really want to thank you, Olivier. We will get a link up to this. We'll be able to link it up to the Dynamo's page. It'll also be up on the Snowdrop Foundation's page. Trish Klein is working on this right now, and we can't thank them enough for their help in kind of getting the sign-up area there done. But we want to roll on this because March 15th is right around the corner. Olivier, you're the best. Thank you for coming on.
Glenn, thanks for having me, and we look forward to seeing you on the 15th.
And remember, we're going to kick cancer, Olivier.
Absolutely. You got it.
All right. March 15th, Dynamo Soccer Club, Joby Napier, Kick Cancer Soccer Clinic, $55. It's open to the entire Houston soccer community. We'll take a break here. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsors. We thank them for everything they do. You call 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. Car accident, motorcycle, industrial. They're going to cover you. DaspitLaw.com. In fact, I was in England watching Andrew Carlson, Manchester United, play Aston Villa. I was over there for Tom Clare's testimonial. Tom is fighting cancer, the amazing author. And little did I know, but John Daspit was down at Stamford Bridge watching Chelsea in the Ron Chopper Harris suite. And you don't even know who he is, Andrew, but the Chopper Harris was a legendary Chelsea defender. With a name like Chopper, you knew what position he played. All right, we're going to take a break. And our thanks again to John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Houston Dynamo is getting close. The Los Angeles Galaxy will be the first opponent of the Dynamo this year. This is coming up in, like about 12 days, 13 days now. Before we get to that, quick word here for our presenting sponsor, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. They're personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Now, they're bilingual. They are big soccer fans there as well. Whether you get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial construction, you might work in a plant, drive an 18-wheeler, John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, they're going to cover you. They're going to work 24/7 nights and weekends for you. Get the representation you need at the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, proud sponsors, and they are the presenting sponsor of this show, and they bring you right now Dynamo defender Kiki Struna joining us from Tucson, Arizona. Kiki, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good. A little bit tired, but everything is okay here in Arizona.
Yeah, I'm thinking about where you guys are right now in preseason. I got to think you're probably a little bit sore, and you're making the push right now.
Yeah, well, like I said, we are tired, but this is normal for preseason, so we must be tired now, so we will be prepared for on 100% preseason.
Kiki Struna joining us, Houston Dynamo defender, was a big signing last year for the Dynamo. Let's talk a little bit about the new coach, Todd Ramos, and maybe how things are a little bit different now.
Yeah, I think that Todd is a very good coach. He's a very good coach, and all coaching staff is good. He brings some new ideas, and we are working on that now in preseason. And I think that you will see on the games what he brings to the Houston Dynamo.
Is that a little bit tactically, like a difference in tactics coming into this year, maybe, for the people listening?
Yeah, I think everything, you know, every coach has some has different tactics, you know, and different vision of soccer, if I can say like this. I like it how he works, and how we are doing, you know, like high pressure, and that we always want to be like offense team, you know, always attacking. So we are working on that. We are for now we are not on 100% because we are together like 2-3 weeks. But like I said, we are working on his ideas, and I think that when we will be on 100%, it will look really good.
Talking to Kiki Struna, last year for the Houston Dynamo, played in 29 games, 2,600 plus minutes. Also, is a Slovenian international, has 12 caps for Slovenia. Also played in the Serie A in Italy, and we've enjoyed watching. How many caps? Did I get that wrong?
19 or 20.
All right. HoustonDynamo.com website. Get that correct, because 12 and 20 is a big difference. They got you listed with 12, but you have 20 caps. Thank you for correcting me, because each one of those are special. We know that. Your first year in Major League Soccer, now that you have the year behind you, you've thought about it. What did you learn most about this league? Because it is a different league.
Yeah, it's different than in Europe. I can say, like I said last year, that it's less tactical, you know, it's more open, like more chances to score goals. Like last game against LA Galaxy, I think we had like 21 shots and they had like 20 shots. This is 41 shots in one game. This is a lot, you know. But yeah, I think that for fans it's very hard to say that. It's nice to watch, you know, those games because it's there are a lot of goals. But at the same time, I think that that MLS is growing, and like in Europe, they're watching MLS like year by year more and more. So yeah, I like it, and I also like the whole organization, how like stadium, training facilities, and professional soccer player has everything what he needs to perform well.
Talking to Kiki Struna of the Houston Dynamo, came over after playing in Italy and had a lot of interesting things happen over there, including you got promotion to the Serie A. You helped a team get promotion with Carpi. So these are things that are remarkable moments for a soccer player. So last year was a tough year defensively. So when you're talking to me about how the league is open, that may not necessarily be the most favorite thing, an open league, when it comes to being a center back, right?
Definitely not, but it's like it's not just a defense, you know. Like first striker is first defensive player. So if everyone does a good job defensively, then you will look better, you know. So it must be whole team in defense and whole team in attack.
Kiki Struna joining us here. And look, last year it was a lot of goals conceded, 59. You clearly have to improve that this year if you're going to make the playoffs. And you got off to a great start last year. What will be the key to maintaining consistency this year? Because you did get off to that great start last year.
Yeah, like last year we had a great start. And I think that after 10, 11 or 12 games, we were like second or third best defense in the league, you know. So yeah, it was a great start, but then the rest of the season it was a disaster also. How can I say this? But yeah, we know that we are good. So we show that we are good and that we can make good results, you know, like we did first 10 games. I think that everything is in head, you know, like mentality. We must change mentality. If we go to the competition, like okay, we want to make playoffs. I don't think that this is I don't know how to say, but we must to the competition and we must want to win championship, not just to make playoffs. You know, we must go with this mentality that we want to win something, you know, not just to make playoffs. Because, okay, if you go just to playoffs and then you do nothing, it's the same like that you don't make playoffs, you know. So we must change mentality and we must want to win championship and we must go to the game, to every game like we must win now.
So you're saying you got to set your goals higher than just getting into the playoffs. I like that. That's a great statement. And I look at you, Kiki, and I say, this is a guy that has to be the leader of the team. I think you're a bit of an intimidator in the game. I think you're a guy that's been places other players haven't been. Are you expecting from yourself to take on even more of a leadership role now that you've had a year in the league?
Yeah, sure. Like now I'm in the best soccer years, if I can say like this. I'm like 29. I have a lot of games behind me. So yeah, I feel like that I'm one of the leaders in that team, and I'm not afraid to take responsibility. And I will do that. I will do that. Like I will help everyone to perform better, and I will try to be loud on the pitch and off the pitch, and with just one goal to win championship. Then what it will happen, nobody knows, but we must give every game 120%.
Talking to Kiki Struna of the Houston Dynamo. The Dynamo signed him on a full transfer from Palermo in December of 2018. So Marko Marić has come here, Croatian, and I hear you've been kind of helping him get adjusted here to what is going to be his first season in Major League Soccer.
Yeah, he like his parents are Croatian, and he was playing for Croatian national under-21 team with pick like kind of same language, so I'm helping him with like everything, you know, like for the car, apartment, like everything he needs, I'm here. And he's very good goalkeeper. He's young, but he has a lot of games behind him, so I think that he will be a great goalkeeper for us. And what can I say about him? I think that he has personality, and this will help us in defense for sure. And he has very good left foot. You will see, and you will be surprised.
Kiki, thank you so much for coming on the program. We wish you the best of luck in the rest of preseason. Thanks for all the insight. I think the fans will really like this. I love you setting the bar high that, you know, you got to go for a championship and winning an MLS Cup. And thank you, as always, for your time, and we'll let you go and get some rest.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that's Kiki Struna, Houston Dynamo. You also know him as an international for Slovenia, 20 caps. He corrected us, and we got to get that corrected on the website. But it was great catching up with him and getting some insight there on Marko Marić, on being a leader, and on improving this year in Major League Soccer. And that's a guy that you got to see him as your leader. We'll take a break. More to come here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. A quick word for my friends here at Advantage BMW in Midtown. Now, I've driven one, I've leased and owned from them. Advantage BMW in Midtown is going to cover you start to finish. We all know how nice the vehicle drive is. It is, after all, the ultimate driving machine. Other thing I love, though, about Advantage BMW Midtown is the customer service. It's second to none. They're going to cover you with sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. Get that hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Go down there. Say hello to my friend Justin. And by the way, they are sponsoring this next interview, and we're bringing back a Houston Dynamo legend, the former captain of the two-time MLS Cup champions. It is so great to have him on the show. Wade Barrett joins us now. Wade, thank you very much for doing this, and I'm very excited to do this interview with you.
Yep, good to talk to you, Glenn.
Yeah, so I'm on the we'll get to that in a second, but you're involved now post-MLS, post-Dynamo, post-coaching. You're working now with a company called Soccer Shots with Alex Woods, which is a company here in Houston that really is focused in on 3 to 5 year olds and development. And when you and I were talking earlier today, you said, you know, this really isn't about soccer. Take us into kind of what Soccer Shots is and kind of what you're doing there, because I know all the Dynamo fans are really interested to know what Wade Barrett is up to.
I don't know how often they've thought about that, but yes, I am with Soccer Shots Houston. I joined the company back in 2018, and it's really exciting. You know, we have a really great vision on, you know, kind of how we're driving the business. We do offer soccer programming for children between the ages of 2 and 8. If you kind of touched on it, I'd say the vast majority of our programming is between the ages of 2 and 5. So we are really that just first introduction to the game. And in many schools around the Houston area, as well as a really strong presence in the park. So it's a really fun segment to work with because, you know, you said it's a little bit less about soccer than it is about positively impacting children's lives. And that's what our aim here at Soccer Shots Houston is.
Yeah, so if you took us through a typical afternoon with somebody who came in with their 3-year-old, what would this engagement with these young little boy and girl soccer players be? Because I'm on your website, and by the way, Soccer Shots, you can go to Soccer Shots Houston on Facebook. There's great video over there. You'll see Wade interacting with some of the kids. It's really, really interesting. And by the way, Alex and his company was out at some of our Kick Cancer camps in the past, including many, many years ago. So we thank you guys for that as well. But what would the typical session be like?
Yeah, so our programming kind of falls into two different categories. We offer the program at schools around the Houston area. That is primarily in church-based programs and private preschools, Montessori programs. And we run that programming all throughout the day. Some of those programs are in the morning where we're just taking groups of children out for 30 to 35 minute classes in our school program. Or we're working after school where we're running multiple classes in the afternoon, most likely, you know, just when school is letting out, and then with some extended day kids. And then the second part of the program is in our park program. We are in the weekday, we're in about 18 different Houston parks. And on the weekend, we have 19 different locations. We have 23 individual fields set up around the Houston area. And again, our goal is really to be right there in the neighborhood. We love it if families can ride their bike or can walk to the field. We like it that they feel like they're just going to the park for the morning with their child, less that they are actually going out to the soccer field. So it is. It's a positive experience for the families and for the children, and it's right there in their neighborhood. That's the benefit of us being a mobile company.
Talking to Wade Barrett, former Houston Dynamo captain. The other day I was looking at an article somebody wrote about positions in Major League Soccer over the years and who were the best at it. And guess who they had at left back with a couple of other players? They had the one and only Wade Barrett. And that's a testament to you, Wade, and your ability as a soccer player, as a leader. And, I can't tell you how many people have talked about Wade Barrett to me and just have marveled at what a well-rounded human being you are. So there you go. That's good testimony from people.
Well, they must have short memories.
No, I don't think so. I think they have very good memories, and I think they're very astute at picking out who is who. So what a left back you were, and just remember you patrolling up and down the left side. All right, so the passion for this work. I mean, you have twins. I would imagine the fact that you're a father, too, leads to a different perspective working with these kids.
Yeah, Glenn, it was an interesting way that I was kind of reintroduced to the program. I didn't know about Soccer Shots. This was back when I have 8-year-old twins, but back then they were 3, and my wife and I signed them up for the YMCA program. And at that time, the YMCA was just a parent-led program. They had, kind of a quick introduction for the parents that wanted to volunteer to coach the session. And then they were just kind of left, on their devices to then run a practice and a game for those kids. And the parent that had signed up and was participating with our team, there were a few times they weren't able to make it. My wife and I kind of stepped in to help. And here I come, Glenn, with my extensive soccer background and my wife, who's excellent with children. And we did not run a great class. I mean, it's a group of 10 3-year-olds out there. We were overwhelmed. We didn't know what we were doing. And we saw some signage for Soccer Shots and just thought, after a season of the YMCA, I think we want to try something different. And we immediately were just kind of blown away by the level of interaction with the coach and how they related to our 3-year-olds. Because at that age, it is really about meeting those children exactly where they are and knowing what's fair to expect from a 3-year-old. If you spend longer than just a couple minutes explaining what the next game is going to be to a 3-year-old, who have completely lost their attention. And they're not being a bad child. They're just being 3 years old. They're all about curiosity and movement. They can't sit still for 3 to 4 minutes while you explain what the exercise is. And we saw that right away. And again, the benefit was my daughter was really into the social aspect, into the character development that Soccer Shot teaches in every single class. She loved like cheering for her teammates, and just the fun, imaginative games. Again, they are fun, imaginative games, but they do get the soccer skills across to the students that are looking for that aspect. So my daughter likes the fun, imaginative games and the social and character aspect. And I tell you, my son just loved the soccer ball. He wasn't as engaged in some of the imaginative play, but man, if you put that ball out there, he was just really interested in the soccer part, and he got considerably better. So I love that that was kind of my introduction to Soccer Shots was through my children, and I like that they both benefited from the program, but in different ways.
Talking to Wade Barrett, the former Houston Dynamo, now involved in development of young boys and girls with Soccer Shots. You can go to Facebook, Soccer Shots Houston. So I got a really interesting question to ask you now, because the owner of the company is Alex Woods. You're high up. You two guys are a great fit together. You told me you really meshed with him. He's a former youth player of mine here in Houston. So I want to get kind of your thoughts on Alex, how you guys mesh and why it works so well.
Yeah. I mean, I will say I have been completely inspired in coming to Soccer Shots Houston. And a big part of that was, you know, just the company that Alex has built and how he has been driving this company forward. So Alex has a relentless pursuit of excellence in every single thing he does. And it is really fun to be around that type of leader and that type of environment. The challenge, of course, is that as this company has grown, it can't just be Alex leading the company. It's that same pursuit of excellence. It's all the core values that we talk about that are like central to Soccer Shots Houston that have to live in all of the employees that we bring in, who then are leading their teams based on those core values and with all the, you know, leadership qualities that we're looking for. So that's been really the fun project that we've been part of is growing not just externally in the community, but also growing our business from within and seeing the benefit of that as our team has grown and people are taking greater ownership over their role. So Alex has played like a huge part in that. And it's been really fun for me to kind of join and start leading the company as Alex is transitioning into a couple other responsibilities within Soccer Shots Houston.
Yeah. Wade Barrett is the executive director of Soccer Shots. Alex Woods is the owner, and he's focusing on building a facility downtown, which is amazing. You guys have had a groundbreaking. I mean, this is a tremendous story because Alex is a local kid. You know, he played a season or was on the roster of FC Dallas for a year, played for the Charlotte Eagles in the USL. You, of course, had this wonderful career with the Houston Dynamo, played in the Danish Superliga. It's just a great blend of two guys that, you know, their intentions are nothing but the best. And that's always a good thing in youth soccer. Just to hear you talk about it with your passion is really, really interesting. So I want to take you back to when the Houston Dynamo were choosing a head coach after you were the interim. Two things. How disappointing was it not to get the head coaching job? And by not getting it, it's obvious, I guess it's led to other great things in life.
Yeah, sure. I mean, Glenn, it's a good question. I tell you, it's even hard for me to remember all the way back because so much has happened in that period of time. Yeah, of course, it's always disappointing. When I was really involved in that process, you know, to not get the head coaching job. But Glenn, you know that things in that business, they move quick. And, you know, straight away from that initial disappointment, you know, I was busy then looking for the next thing. I interviewed for another couple coaching positions in a head coach position with USL teams. I was busy with that. I interviewed with New York Red Bull to be an assistant coach. And that was in early 2017. Yep. And that opportunity came and went. I had really good interaction with that staff. and was really inspired by what they were doing. And even in not getting that job, I feel like I learned quite a bit from that experience. And then honestly kind of decided to step away from professional soccer for a period of time while I, you know, spent more time with my family. I spent a lot of time running, which was a huge passion of mine. I got really involved in more ultra marathons and competing in that way. So when I then started to think of coming back to professional soccer, this was in, you know, the fall of 2017, I just got a little bit sick to my stomach thinking about getting back involved, and was really ready for the next thing. And through my experience with Soccer Shop, because my son was participating in a program with Alex that he was coaching, for some of the children that, you know, really show some really great soccer skills and really show that they've got a good understanding of the game, Alex runs a separate program just for those children. And in my son and his development put me back in touch with Alex. And I remember after I kind of had a crisis and thought, I don't want to be involved in professional soccer anymore. Well, what the heck am I going to do? I met Alex for coffee one day and just talked to him about, hey, what can you tell me about Soccer Shop Houston? And what can you tell me about what a normal day looks like? And Alex was gracious enough to sit through that coffee and explain, you know, kind of what he was doing with the company and what his vision was. I came in and volunteered time at the end of 2017. And I tell you, from the very first day, I was completely sold by, not just by Alex, but by everybody that he had working here, the core values that are driving the company. And again, you kind of have touched on this a couple times, on what our purpose, our vision is. It is to provide a beloved growth experience for every child and a remarkable experience for every family. Does not say the word soccer in there, Glenn. So we happen to all be soccer people. You have to love the game to work for Soccer Shop Houston, but you also have to want to positively impact children's lives. And we know that in that younger age group, it's not always about the skill development, that it's about the character development, and it's about the social development that we are promoting in our classes. And in that way, I really think we are the first step in the developmental pathway towards growing great players, because we're creating an environment that children want to come back to. And that's the most important thing. How can you create something in those younger ages that make those kids want to come back to the field every single day?
Wade Barrett joining us, Executive Director of Soccer Shots Houston. You go to Facebook, Soccer Shots Houston on Facebook. You can also go to soccershots.org. A lot over there. You can see the bios of all the coaches. Their coaches are selective. You know, they have to meet the standards of what they're going to do at Soccer Shots. And it seems like you got really young, vibrant, very, very good people with young coaches. Is there a pretty extensive kind of interviewing process to make sure that you get the right people who have the right ideas about what to do with these young players? Young children.
Yeah, absolutely, Glenn. Again, it's those two things. You have to have extensive soccer background. And I will say, we could field a pretty impressive team with our Soccer Shots Houston coaches. We've got former Olympians and World Cup players on our coaching staff. So not only do they have to have extensive soccer background, but again, they've got to understand how to work with children. And we are really intentional. We've got a great apprenticeship square that we are taking coaches through. It's a 4-week intensive process where they go from unconsciously incompetent, Glenn, they don't even know what they don't know. We take them all the way around the apprenticeship square to unconsciously competent, where they don't even have to think about it. They're just good at what they're doing.
My gut is you go to work every day really excited.
Yeah, I hope you can hear it in my voice. But yeah, we're doing a lot of exciting things here.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, I'm looking over here at on the website at some of the coaches, and boy, you're right. People have played a lot of different places here and do have an extensive soccer background. He's Wade Barrett. He's the executive director of Soccer Shots. It's a company owned by Alex Woods. They're doing great things in Houston. You're taking it to the people, Wade, and that's what I love.
Yep, that's we've got a pretty far reach. We served over 15,000 unique children in our systems last year. It was just shy of about 28,000 registrations for the year, but that's multiple registrations. So we are out there, you know, positively impacting families, and we've got aggressive growth targets built for the next few years. And on top of that, we are additionally trying to take this program to some nonprofit school partners where those schools might not have the ability to bring soccer shots in some of those underserved communities. And we've got a goal that by 2030, we're going to try to have 40 nonprofit school partners where we are just providing the soccer shots experience to those schools at no charge. So on top of like the business and building the business and aggressive growth, we're also growing in the community to try to put this program in front of as many kids as possible.
Wade, unbelievable stuff. Keep up the tremendous work. Give my regards to Alex Woods. You know, we loved you as a soccer player. I think we may even be loving you even more with all the very, very important work you're doing with young people. And we mean really, really young, 2 to 8 years old. So, again, thank you for coming on the program, and let's not make it so long the next time before we get you back on.
Sounds good, Glenn. Thanks for your time.
All right. He's the wonderful Wade Barrett, Soccer Shots. You go to Facebook, Soccer Shots Houston. It's soccershots.org. If you've got a young child, this is a program you really got to consider, because a lot of the feedback I've gotten from former youth players of mine who have kids now, it's nothing but 100% positive. So there you go. Wade Barrett on the show. It was really good to hear from him. That's how we wrap it up here tonight. For producer Andrew Carlson, for Victor Ariza, we thank you for tuning in. PodcastArena.com to get the podcast to this show, or iTunes. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Soc, Facebook Soccer Matters. That'll do it for tonight. Until next week, Soccer Matters.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston SaberCats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.